नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 द समम बोनम चैप्टर 25 कृष्णा लिफ्ट्स गोवर्धन हिल वर्स नंबर 13। कृष्ण कृष्ण महाभाग त्वन्नाथं गोकुलं प्रभो प्रातुम अर्हसि देवान कुपितात् भक्तवत्सल। कृष्ण कृष्ण महाभाग त्वन्नाथं गोकुलं प्रभो प्रातुम अर्हसि देवान कुपितात् भक्तवत्सल। कृष्ण कृष्ण महाभाग त्वन्नाथं गोकुलं प्रभो त्रातुम् अर्हसि देवान कुपितात् भक्तवत्सल। कृष्ण महाभाग गोकुलं प्रभो त्वन्नाथं गोकुलं प्रभो त्वन्नर्हसि देवान कुपितात् भक्तवत्सल। कृष्ण महाभाग त्वन्नाथं गोकुलं प्रभो त्वन्नर्हसि देवान कुपितात् भक्तवत्सल। माताजी कृष्ण कृष्ण महाभाग नाथं गोकुलं प्रभो कुपितात् भक्तवत्सल। कृष्ण कृष्ण ओ कृष्ण कृष्ण महाभाग ओ ऑल फॉर्चुनेट वन त्वत्नाथम हुज मास्टर इज योर सेल्फ गोकुलम द कम्युनिटी ऑफ काउस प्रभो ओ लॉर्ड त्रातुम अर्हसि kindly protect devat from the demigod Indra na us kupita who is angry bhaktavatsala o you who are very affectionate to your devotees। Translation and purport by disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Translation: the cowherd men and women address the Lord. Krishna, Krishna, O most fortunate one, please deliver the cows from the wrath of Indra. O Lord, you are so affectionate to your devotees, please save us also. Purport. At the time of Lord Krishna's birth, Garga Muni had predicted, Anena Sarva Durgani Yuyam Anjatarisyata, Srimad Bhagavatam 10.8.16. By His grace, you will easily cross beyond all difficulties. The residents of Vrindavan were confident that in such a great emergency, Lord Sri Narayan would empower Krishna to protect them. They accepted Krishna as everything, and Krishna reciprocated their love. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Thinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. The cowherd men and women addressed the Lord. Krishna, Krishna, O most fortunate one, please deliver the cows from the wrath of Indra. O Lord, you are so affectionate to your devotees, please save us also. Hare Krishna. So we will start our katha from Golok Vrindavan. So when it was time for Lord Sri Krishna to come down in Dwapar Yuga, he has a mission in every yuga to protect his devotees and to annihilate demons. So before coming down, he spoke to Srimati Radharani and he told her, look, it is time we have to go down in the material world to perform our mission and pastimes there. Now Srimati Radharani had no interest to come down. She told Krishna, no, I will not come. Krishna insisted, look, we have to do some work also. We can't just sit here. We have a great mission. The conditioned souls are down. So she asked, okay, where we will go? And Krishna said, Uttar Pradesh. She said, impossible. Who will go to Uttar Pradesh? You know, Uttar Pradesh, lots of transfers happen. When Krishna appeared in Mathura, same night, he was transferred to Gokul. He also couldn't be away from this. After 3 years from Gokul, he was transferred to Vrindavan. After few months in Vrindavan, he was again transferred to Nandagaon. After 6 years in Nandagaon, again he went to Mathura. In few weeks, he had to go to Ujjain. From Ujjain, he came back to Mathura, again transferred to Dwarka, then Gujarat, he got settled down. So Uttar Pradesh, you don't settle, you keep transferring. So Radhanai said, no, asambhav, I will not come. So on negotiation, she said, okay, finally, I will come with one condition. And the condition is, Govardhan will also come, Yamuna will also come, Radha Kund, Shyam Kund will also come, Vamsi, what will come? Whole Golok Vrindavan, the gopis, the gopas, the cowherd men, the cows, the calves, peacock, deer, trees, plants, whole Golok Vrindavan will come. Krishna said, that's fine. That's already arranged. In fact, Govardhan Hill had long back already gone down, incarnated down. So in Satyuga, Krishna appeared in Dwapar Yuga. In Satyuga, Govardhan Hill had come down from Golok Vrindavan in the Himalayan range as a son of Dronachal Parvat. At that time, Govardhan Hill is very tall, 64 miles tall, very beautiful, royal, majestic, greenery, very nice. So once, Pulastya Rishi, who is son of Lord Brahma, who stays in Kashi, he went to Himalayas for yatra. Himalayas. So there, at the base of Govardhan, he would sit and chant his rounds, perform his Gayatri, stay nearby, and he would like it. So nice hill, so nice climate, atmosphere. It's very pleasing, pleasing to the senses. So he thought, in Kashi there is no mountain. If I get Govardhan to come to Kashi, then I will have so nice life. So he went to Dronachal. And he said, my dear Dronachal, I want to ask some donation from you, some dakshina from you. A brahmana, a sadhu, a person in renounced order, has this facility to ask dakshina to householders. And householders should not say no. So Dronachal said, yes, please tell me, how can I serve you? And Pulastya Muni said, please give me Govardhan, your son. And Dronachal had pain in his heart. He said, how can I give my son to you? He is very dear to me. I can't give. But then Dronachal thought, saying no to a sadhu is also inauspicious. I can't say no, so. Even King Dashrath, when he was asked by Vishwamitra to give Ram, he underwent the same situation. Saying yes is difficult. Saying no also is difficult. Giving Govardhan is difficult. Not giving is also difficult. So Dronachal was in big dilemma. So when Govardhan heard this, he told his father, my dear father, please don't worry. Please fulfill your grihastha dharma and please give me away to Pulastya Muni. I will take care of myself. Please don't say no, say yes. A cooperative son. So with very heavy heart, Dronachal told Pulastya Muni, okay, you may carry. So then Govardhan, who was ready to go, he told Pulastya Muni, look, I will become light. My weight, I will make it light so that you can carry me. But there is one condition. Condition is, if you keep me down any place, after that I will not come. Pulastya Muni said, no problem, we are going non-stop to Kashi anyway. We'll straight go to Kashi through airways, fly. So then Govardhan became very light and Pulastya Muni lifted Govardhan in his right hand and he flew from Himalayas to Varanasi. On the way, there was Sri Vrindavan Dham, Braj Dham. When Govardhan saw Braj Dham, so beautiful, and he knew Krishna is going to come here in Dwarka, and I will get a chance to serve him, participate in his pastimes. So Govardhan became little heavy. So heavy that Pulastya Muni felt the call of nature, and unmindful he kept Govardhan down, went to answer the call of nature, took bath in a river, and he came back. He tried lifting Govardhan hill, but Govardhan will not move. Became so heavy. Pulastya Muni got tired and he shouted at Govardhan, "What happened to you?" Govardhan said, "Look, I already told you, if you keep me down, if you place me down, I will not move." Pulastya Muni said, "Look, this was natural. This is call of nature. I didn't place you down for any other purpose. This should not be part of the condition. You have to come with me." Govardhan said, "Nothing doing." So finally Govardhan didn't move. Pulastya Muni left. But he got so angry, he cursed Govardhan. He cursed that Govardhan will shrink every day. Every day Govardhan will shrink, size equivalent to one mustard seed. Very minute. So from Satyuga to Dwapar Yuga, Govardhan shrink, and became size as needed to Krishna. Dwapar Yuga people are smaller in height than Satyuga. So the size had to come down anyway. So Govardhan stayed in Brajdham. And Krishna would play around Govardhan. Krishna would climb on Govardhan. Govardhan would supply grass and fruits. Grass for cows and calves. Fruits for Krishna's sakhas. Waters, minerals, herbs, pearls, diamonds, forest, trees, caves. So Govardhan will serve whole Brajdham. He'll serve the cows and calves. He'll serve Krishna Balram, cowherd boys, Nand Baba, Yashoda Maya, gopis. Help them to play. If there is lots of rain and summer, the cowherd boys will go inside a cave and take shelter. So in this way, Govardhan service is considered best. In fact, Srimati Radharani, she gave a name to Govardhan. Hari Das Varya. Hari Das Varya means one of the best servant of Hari. In Shastras, only three personalities have this name. One is Yudhishthira Maharaj, one is Uddhava, and third is who? Govardhan. Hari Das Varya, one of the best servants of Lord Hari. So Govardhan by Gaudiya Vaishnavas is considered having two identities. One, as a devotee of Krishna, Haridas Varya, as Srimati Radharani proclaimed, and other, as non-different from Krishna, equal to Krishna, Lord Himself. So Govardhan is worshipable. Now this Govardhan Puja was started by Krishna Himself. When Lord Sri Krishna in Vrindavan was just 7-year-old boy, at that time he saw his father Nand Baba and his uncle and the elder cowherd men. They are very busy making some arrangements of a big function. The brahmanas have come, and dakshina is being given, and lots of puris and sweets and laddus and kachoris and samosas and butter and ghee, they are collected. Mangoes, bananas, apples, so many fruits have been collected. Yajna kut has been made, wood has been brought, other samagri has been brought. So seeing this, Krishna was surprised. 7-year-old boy. So he went to Nand Baba. He said, "My dear father,
What is this function? What are you all doing? Please tell me.
Now Nanda Baba was arranging a Indra Yajna, a sacrifice, fire sacrifice for Indra. Now it is not easy to understand what is a Yajna. How will he explain to a small 7-year-old boy? So he avoided Krishna's question. He said, Lala, affectionately Krishna would be called Lala by Baba and Maya, Yashoda and Maya. He said, Lala, you just play with your boys. When program is over, we will give you prasad. Then Krishna's curiosity was still there. He said, my dear father, please tell me, I have heard those who are saintly persons, sadhus, honest people, they don't hide and do things. They don't differentiate between enemy and friend. They don't do things in private. They openly say what they are doing. This is Krishna's argument. Because thinking Baba is hiding from me. Nanda Baba still kept quiet. Lala said further, Baba, I know sometimes householders have to hide things, but not to hide from their own family members. I am not your enemy, I am your friend, I am your son. Why hide from me? Please tell me what is going on. Still Baba didn't reply. Then Lala said, there are two types of people in this world. One, who do things and they know why they are doing it. Knowledgeable people. Two, they do things but they don't know why they are doing it. Ignorant murkh. Foolish people. Those who perform their actions with knowledge, they get benefit. But those who do not have knowledge but still perform their actions, they don't get benefit. So please tell me what you are doing. Is it from Shastra, based on knowledge, or just custom? Which means you are not aware why you are doing it. So this was ultimate. So Baba replied, he said, my dear Krishna, look, what we are doing is based on traditional custom. Every year we do. This is custom of our family. Parampara se aa raha hai. Whole family we used to do. And we are doing Indra Yajna because Indra gives clouds. Clouds give rain. Rain give grass. Grass is eaten by cows. Cows give milk. And from that we sustain our whole economy. Whole economy of Vrindavan was sustained by cows. Just by taking care of cows, they were so opulent that they would wear pearls, diamonds, golden jewelries, costly clothes, build palaces. Serving cow is so profitable. Serving cow is so opulence. What does cow need? Grass, which is available free. And what do you get out is milk, which is available so costly. It is such a simple investment that you have a cow, feed grass, and you get milk, which is so costly. But people don't understand this. People are ready to pay for milk, but they are not ready to have a cow. Whereas cow will not ask anything. Cow will just go around the fields, eat grass, come back to your own house, and will give you milk. But we prefer milkwala coming on cycle and giving milk. We don't want cow to come and give milk. We want milkwala to come and give milk with some milk and water inside it. That's what we prefer. So economy based on cow is the most thriving economy. So Nanda Baba said, we are dependent on water for everything. for our fields, for our cows, for grass, for washing, for cooking. And water is given by Indra. He is a demigod. So we are worshipping Indra. Now little Krishna, he didn't like this idea. He said, Vrindavan Vasis are worshipping Krishna. In future I am going to say in Bhagavad Gita, demigod worshippers are Alpamedasa. Alpamedasa means, Alpa means small, tiny. Medha means buddhi, intelligence. Alpamedasa means people who have less intelligence. Actually Krishna wanted to say no intelligence, murkha, but he is a gentleman. So he says Alpamedasa, men of small intelligence. But actually he wants to say foolish, murkha, ignorant, bevakup, rascal. They are the one who worship demigods. But then people may say, what about Nanda Baba? He was worshipping demigods when he was in Vrindavan. Right? Nahi chalega. Krishna is monopoly in Vrindavan. How somebody else is worshipped? So Krishna didn't like this idea. He wanted to stop Indra Yajna. So he told, my dear father, what is the use of worshipping Indra? He doesn't give us anything. Whatever we get from the demigods is by our good karma. If I do good, demigods will give me good. If I do bad, demigods will give me bad. So whatever I get is not because of the demigods, but it's because of the result of my own karma. Now you tell me, if I do bad, can demigods give me good? No. If I do good, can demigods give me bad? No. That means demigods are also under the law of karma. They also have to follow karma. So karma is pradhan. Karma is more higher than demigods. Karma is Bhagavan. Karma is more important. What Indra has to do in this? Indra to gives rain in ocean also. Is that required? Indra gives rain in desert also, on rocks also. That is not required. This is whole process going on by the three modes of material nature. By mode of passion, the sun evaporates water from the ocean and produces clouds, and the wind moves the clouds, and by mode of passion, the clouds give rain. What Indra has to do in this activity? So this Indra, Ibindra, no use. Our karma is more important. We should do nice karma, then no demigod can harm us. If we do nice karma, we will get everything. This is called karma mimamsa philosophy. Karma mimamsa philosophy is an atheistic philosophy where karma is considered higher than God. That if you do nice karma, even God cannot destroy your happiness. And if you do bad karma, even God cannot award you happiness. It's all depend on karma. The popular slogan of such foolish people is, karma hi puja hai, work is worship. So this is wrong philosophy, but Krishna used it. Krishna used it to convince his father. And he said, my dear father, we are Vaishyas. Everybody in Varnashram have to do their karma. And our karma is cow protection. If we take care of cows, if we serve the Brahmanas, then we will get everything. We should worship our cows. We should worship our Brahmanas. And we should worship Govardhan Hill. Govardhan. Go means cow. Vardhan means increase. Because of Govardhan Hill, our cows are increasing. Because of Govardhan Hill, our cows are getting grass. Because of Govardhan Hill, we are getting fields. So, better to worship Govardhan Hill. And Nanda Baba agreed. He said, yes, you are correct. Indra, what he does for us, this Govardhan, this Brahmanas, this cows, we are dependent on them. So he announced to the whole village, Indra Yajna cancelled, we will worship Govardhan. But then they never did Govardhan worship. They didn't know how to do it. So they asked Krishna, and Krishna became their priest. He said, look, you all wear new clothes, you invite brahmanas, you chant Vedic mantras, and you made a big annakoot, you make a big mountain of food and offer it to Govardhan, then you do parikrama. And then you distribute prasad to everybody, including dog and dog eaters. Everybody should get prasad. When Krishna said everybody should get prasad, everybody voted Krishna. Yes, yes, this is nice program. This is how Krishna convinced the whole village. Because prasad, you all know, favorite item in all programs. So then they all wore nice clothes, and the brahmanas came and chanted mantras, and the cows were decorated, and go puja happened, and they made mountains and mountains of prasad. Mountain of rice they made. You know what color was that mountain? What color is rice? But it looked yellow because so much ghee was there on the top. Then mountains of puris, mountains of butter, and mountains of sweets, mountain of laddu, kachori, so many mountains formed a big mountain equivalent to another Govardhan. It looked like two Govardhans are there. And they offered the whole food to Govardhan. And same Krishna, he expanded himself in a big form and he sat on the top of Govardhan. And the baby, small Krishna boy, was also down. And he expanded with a big golden crown and lotus petal like eyes and multiple hands, so many thousands of hands and blackish body, so beautiful, smiling. And when Krishna saw him, his own expansion, he said, look, look, Govardhan is giving darshan. Did Indra give darshan any time? Govardhan is so merciful. Let us pay our dandavat pranam. And Krishna paid obeisances to Govardhan. Then all the villagers seeing Krishna, they also paid obeisances to Govardhan. Krishna paid obeisances to his own self. And then that Govardhan form, he started eating all the prasad with more than one hand. Bad manners, you know, two hands he was eating, left, right, putting puris, this. And the lakes of dal and the lakes of soup and the lakes of sweet rice. He started eating. He ate the whole offering, everything. And after eating, what does he say? Give me more. Aniyor. There's a village called Aniyor. And the Brajavasis were so happy. They again cooked and brought one more mountain. And he ate the whole thing again. And he said, Aniyor, give me more. And they were more happy and they offered him more. So many times they offered him. And he very happily ate. And when he was completely satisfied, he will pick up a lake for mouthwash. And he'll do mouthwash and throw, like people throw. And wherever he throw, that village will have rain. And so many grass and plants will come out. Then he picked up big, big bamboo sticks to remove little, little grain particles from his teeth. That's Govardhan. And he said, I am very happy with all of you. If anyone has any problem, they should come to me and I will solve them. And if anybody staying near Govardhan does not worship me, my snakes will bite them. There are snakes on Govardhan and they bite. To those who stay near Govardhan but don't worship Govardhan, the snakes bite them. This is truth. And then he at the end said, if you all do my parikrama, I will be more happy. And he became invisible. All the Brajavasis were so happy. Indra never gave darshan. Indra never gave such confidence. Indra never ate our offerings. And Govardhan, once we prayed to him, he gave darshan. He ate our offerings. He gave benediction. He gave confidence. And as soon as Govardhan disappeared, I mean invisible, unmanifest, all the offerings he ate again manifest. all Mahaprasad again got manifest. So many mountains. And all the Bhajwasis were so happy. They distributed prasad to everybody. Everybody got to eat full prasad. Then they decorated their bullock carts. The ladies and children sat in the bullock carts. And the men walked. And they did big Govardhan Parikrama. This is how Govardhan Puja was done. So next day of Govardhan Puja is Bhai Dooj. In Vrindavan, Krishna didn't have a sister. What is Krishna's sister's name? Subhadra Maiya. But she was born in Dwarka, later on, to Vasudev and Devaki. So in Vrindavan, Krishna had a cousin sister. Her name is Sunanda. She is daughter of Upananda. Upananda is brother of Nanda. Nanda Maharaj has four brothers. So Krishna went to Sunanda's house and had nice feast, a feast bigger than Govardhan feast, and they exchanged gifts. So that is Bhai Dooj. The next day, by this time, in the media of heavenly kingdom, everywhere the news spread. Indra Yajna cancelled. Indra Yajna cancelled. Indra felt so insulted that my worship is cancelled. My Yajna is cancelled by Brajavasis. That too because of one boy. One charming speaker. Indra was so insulted and he was so angry. Indra used to think himself God, the Supreme Master. So he called Samvartak. Samvartak is Indra's clouds, used only once at the time of destruction. When the whole world has to be destroyed, then Samvartak is used. So Indra called Samvartak. Said, go and destroy Vrindavan. Kill everybody. Flood the place. And I will send Vayu Devata. I will send winds. I will send thunderstorm. And I will personally come. So Samvartak was ready. He gathered his team. Black clouds. They all started pouring rains on Vrindavan. One drop of rain was like one pillar. One pillar. One drop. It will fall on people's, Brajavasi's head. On the back of the cows. On the back of the bulls. And it will give so sharp pain. And icy winds were flowing. Cold breeze was flowing. It was not easy. All the cows took the calves below them. And the sakhas and the cowherd boys and the cowherd men. The whole place became flooded very quickly. They were all very much in distress. That is the time they spoke this verse. They went to Krishna and said, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhaga. Oh, most fortunate one. Oh, Krishna, you are Bhakta Vatsalya. Please protect cows and please protect us. The Brajavasis don't know Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan. But still they went to him out of love because he was their hero. And Krishna was watching all this. But he didn't help them. But as soon as they approached him, Krishna didn't lose even 1 second. Immediately he went and picked up Govardhan Hill. Now why didn't Krishna help them before they approached? Already so much distress was going on. The reason is, Krishna likes when we approach him. Out of distress when we approach Krishna, our love becomes intensified. And Krishna likes that intense love. So sometimes Krishna may give distress to his devotees just to intensify the loving exchange. So in any condition, whatever anxiety or distress we have, we should approach Krishna. And Krishna will always protect his devotees because he is Bhakta Vatsalya. So immediately Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. On the small finger of his left hand, such a big hill he lifted as a small boy because he wanted to teach Indra a lesson. Originally Krishna thought I should go and kill Indra. But he said, no, he is a devotee, I will give him a reply as fitting as my power. So he lifted Govardhan Hill and he shouted from under the hill to all the Brajavasis, including his father and mother, said, please come inside the hill, come below the hill, I have lifted, this will not fall, don't worry. Please come below, you will all be protected under the umbrella of Govardhan. Now nobody had guts to go inside Govardhan. It's a small boy lifting Govardhan, what if he falls again? But Krishna gave confidence. He said, come, come, don't worry, this will not fall. This is very nicely balanced on my finger. I am not feeling any pain. Please come. So Balaramji, who knows Krishna's strength, he entered first. So seeing Balaramji, everybody else also got confidence. So they entered with their cows, with their calves, with their furniture, with their bullock carts, with their utensils. A whole house they emptied and carried and went all under Govardhan. And Krishna is standing in between. And the first circle is his Sakhas, Yashoda Maya, Balaram, Nanda Baba, Rohini, and then other coward men, and the gopis on one side. And everybody was so happy because they got to see Krishna. Such a beautiful form for 7 days, 7 nights continuous. Now nobody in Vrindavan before this got to see Krishna 24 hours in one day. Nobody. Maya got to see in the morning, evening. Cows got to see in the afternoon, morning, evening. Gopis got to see in the afternoon and night. Sakhas got in the afternoon. Nobody got 24 hours, 8 or 10 hours maximum. This is first time every single Brajavasi got to see Shyam Sundar's beautiful form 24 hours in a day. And like that 7 days. They were so happy, so jubilant. They every day had a festival below Govardhan. The amount of pastimes which happened below Govardhan, they will make a separate Bhagavatam. So many pastimes happened before below Govardhan. At one time Krishna picked up his flute thinking, let me play the flute below Govardhan. And Krishna's friend Madhu Mangal said, stop, don't play flute. Yashoda Maya said, Madhu Mangal, why my son should not play flute? You play, let me see who stops you. Madhu Mangal said, no, no, don't play. Then Baba came, said, Madhu Mangal, why he should not play? He said, look, I have experience. Whenever in the forest he plays flutes, moving becomes non-moving, non-moving becomes moving. The stones melt and the rivers freeze. Now if he plays flute under Govardhan, Govardhan will melt. We will all be flooded under Govardhan. So we will get killed. So don't play. So Sridham, one more Sakha is there. He said, look, Govardhan is a very mature person. We just worship him. He will control his ecstasy. No problem, you play. So this is one pastime. Another pastime, Yashoda Maya, she got very angry. She was the only person who was unhappy below Govardhan. Because she couldn't digest that my son has lifted this Govardhan. She said, Krishna, your hand must be paining. Give Govardhan to Baba. You can't lift it. And so many times I told you, you are so independent. You go out of the house and do all this masti. You should ask before lifting this. Why did you lift this? Then little Lala says, Maya, my hand is not at all paining. Govardhan is as light as a lotus flower. In fact, I am not even lifting. Govardhan is just in the sky, apne aap, on his own. Maya said, but still your hand is up. You put your hand down. Even if you are not lifting, but if your hand is up, it will pain. And she started massaging Krishna's left arm. Started feeding butter to Krishna. And Maya with folded hands, she prayed to Govardhan. Because just 2 days before Govardhan was worshipped, so she said, my dear Govardhan, if you are some kind of God, then please accept one prayer of mine. in return of all the good pious activities I have done in my life, I just want one benediction from you. Please leave the association of my son's hand. You just fly. Don't touch my son's hand. This is the prayer Yashoda Maya told to Govardhan. Because Vatsalya Bhav, she couldn't see Krishna in, she was thinking Krishna is in pain. She couldn't see Krishna is in pain. Now the most happy personalities under Govardhan were 4 and 3 year old young gopas, naked boys, playing and saying, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, most happy. Why most happy? Because they were thinking after 3 years when we become 7, we'll also do the same thing. Krishna at the age 7 lifted Govardhan. When I grow up, I will also, this is my career plan. I will also lift this. They were most happy seeing Krishna as their role model. And then there were gopis who were exchanging glances with Krishna. Everybody thought Krishna is seeing them. But actually Krishna was seeing only the gopis. And at one time, Krishna was exchanging glances with Srimati Radharani. And seeing Srimati Radharani's beautiful form, Krishna's hand trembled. At that time, everybody thought Govardhan will fall down. So, like this, many, many pastimes happened below Govardhan. So, Indra came. He threw so many thunderbolts. You know, thunderbolt is bijli. That weapon of Indra, Vajra, that can cut mountains. So many thunderbolts, fire, snow, hailstorms on Govardhan. But Govardhan didn't feel any pain. In spite of so much heavy and hard weapons attacked on Govardhan, Govardhan didn't feel any pain. Why? Because there was one very soft finger touching him below. And the softness of that finger was so high that it was neutralizing all the hard pain or hard touch of the weapons which was outside. When we are in contact with Krishna, then we can tolerate any pain. Because the contact with Krishna is so soft and so soothing, so cooling, that any other hardship can easily be neutralized. So many times we have experienced, we may be undergoing some distress and anxiety, but if we just see the face of Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari, our heart becomes cool. At least for that time. That's His mercy. Or when we hear Katha, we hear Bhagavatam class, we feel less disturbed. Our anxiety goes down. Our distress goes down. Or if you chant the holy name or open up Bhagavatam and read, automatically our heart is cooled. Coming in contact with Krishna is all auspicious, is all good. And if you are 24 hours in contact with Krishna, for such a person, there is no experience of misery. There is no experience of distress. There is no experience of pain. So 7 days, 7 nights, Indra took so much effort, but Govardhan didn't experience any pain. Finally, Indra understood. He is playing with his own master. He went back and the flood subsided. After 7 days, 7 nights, sun again shone. Then Krishna told his Brajavasis, okay, rain is finished. Now you please all go out with your belongings. Who is the first who came out of Govardhan? The cows. 7 days they didn't eat anything. They came out, there was fresh grass everywhere. What will they do? What? Eat grass. But they didn't eat. Because when they came out, they saw Krishna is still inside. They again went inside. They are so attached to Krishna. They are so attached seeing the beautiful form of Krishna. 7 days they didn't eat and grass was available, fresh. But still they didn't eat. So then Krishna told all the cowherd men, please take the cows out. And the cowherd men pulled cows out somehow. Very forcibly. They were crying, howling. They didn't want to go out. And finally, everybody came out and Krishna kept the Govardhan Hill as it is. And his elders, they blessed him, kissed him, smelled his head, offered him butter and yogurt. And his sakhas, they were so jolly, so enthusiastic, so happy. So everybody, according to their position, they blessed and received Krishna. And this is how Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill and protected all the Brajavasis. Now meanwhile, Indra was feeling very guilty. And he thought, I should go and beg forgiveness. But he didn't have daring, he didn't have guts. He went to Brahma. He said, I did a very big offense. I tried to kill all the Brajavasis. That's Vaishnava Aparad. Greatest Vaishnava Aparad is to kill a Vaishnava. What to speak about killing a Brajavasi? And what to speak about killing all the Brajavasis, including the cows? That's big Vaishnava Aparad. Very heinous. Killing one cow takes you to hell. What about this? So Indra went to Brahma. He said, I have done a big offense. What should I do? Brahma said, only one thing you should do. Go and beg forgiveness from Krishna. He is very merciful. He will forgive you. But Indra said, alone? I can't go alone. So Brahma said, you go with Surabhi guy. Go behind the cow. Krishna will see the cow. He will be very mild. So Brahma, Indra came down with Surabhi cow and he paid full dandavat pranam to Krishna. When Krishna was alone at the base of Govardhan, he offered many beautiful prayers to Krishna and begged forgiveness. And Krishna responded saying, look, my dear Indra, I have come here to kill demons. You are not a demon. You are a devotee. But you became proud. You thought you are the supreme master. And I don't like pride in my devotees. If my devotees develop pride, then I will crush them. If they are on a material position, I will remove them from material position. If they are having material opulence, I will make them poor, remove their material opulence, so that they are not proud. Because pride is very dangerous. Pride means Maya is taking you on a ride. And we fall very badly. So whatever we have, material or spiritual achievements, we should know that is because of Krishna's mercy. That is not our ownership. So we should not be proud of that. Pride means we value us, ourselves, more than others. That's pride. So we should be very careful. So Krishna explained to Indra and he gave him instructions. Don't do like that again. And Indra begged forgiveness. Meanwhile, Mother Surabhi, she approached Krishna and she begged forgiveness. She prayed. She said, this Indra, he tried to kill my progeny. But you protected my progeny. So you are our Indra. From today, we coronate you as the king of cows. King of cows means Govind. Go means cows. Ind means Indra. Indra means king, Raja. So Mother Surabhi made Krishna Govind, king of cows and king of demigods. Cow's body contains all the demigods. So when he's king of the cows, automatically becomes king of the demigods. So when then Indra from heavenly planets, he got Ganges water, Mandakini, and Surabhi cow, her milk, and they perform very big abhishek of Krishna, and that abhishek formed what is called Govind Kund. Even today when we go to Govardhan, we can see this place, take bath and get blessings. So this is how at that time Krishna was coronated as king of cows and demigods. At that time Nanda Baba also came there and he coronated Krishna as king of Braj. And Krishna became, he was Yuvraj. He became from Rajkumar to Yuvraj, the higher of the king. So this is very auspicious day where Krishna himself taught us how to perform Govardhan Puja. So we all should participate very enthusiastically. We will have cow puja first. We all should worship cows. every day, but we don't get opportunity to worship every day. We get once a year. So even that, if we don't participate, then we lose out that opportunity. Sometimes devotees tend to directly attend Govardhan Puja, not cow puja. So we worship cows, then we have Abhishek of Sri Giriraji, we'll have Annakut, and we'll request all of you to participate in our program. Okay? Thank you very much. Sri Govardhan Puja ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. If there are any questions, we will take. Hare Krishna. Yes.
Roji, in this shloka, this Brajavasis are telling, "Oh Lord, Prabhu." But we normally hear Brajavasis' mood is that they don't even know that Krishna is the Lord. So here, Gokulam Prabhu, of course, but the Prabhu means...
They don't refer to him as Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead. We refer so many people Prabhu. We don't say they are Bhagavan, Master. So you should understand the Braj language is such that they refer to him as Gokulam Prabhu. That means you are Master of Gokul, son of the king. Okay?
Any more questions? Hare Krishna.